Despite my father's sketchy education and hard knocks upbringing, he was an avid and voluminous reader. These factors likely contributed markedly to his characteristic Sicilian cynicism. He did not view history, religion, or macroeconomics as somehow flawed. Rather, he saw them as skillfully thought out and finely articulated areas of inquiry that were utterly and quite intentionally deceptive. My father was capable of rigorous and compelling denial of even the slightest good intention in relation to most of the world's scholarship. When I was young, I vehemently disagreed with my father's worldview that most global institutions were colluding in some mass economic conspiracy. In midlife, I found his ideas to be part of the comedy we attribute to the families we grew away from because of our travels, education, and careers. My father masterfully articulated his ideas, punctuating his orations with the occasional F-bomb to my mother's unflagging disapproval. Such words should not be spoken in the presence of her grandchildren. These discussions were always fun, in sort of a mean-spirited way. This upbraiding of the whole world was something for my siblings and me to enjoy. It was part of our family's oral history. It remains for us a vivid memory. In the latter third of my life, I am beginning to understand that my father's observations were not entirely incorrect. The deck is stacked everywhere. Sicily, so often subjected to external forces and lacking control of its own destiny, has been a poster child, my father's idée fixe, of history as a stacked deck. 3. My credentials as the author of a book and the writer, producer, director of a film about Sicily are simultaneously extensive and meager. My reading has been extensive, but I did not visit Sicily for the first time until I was 60 years old. My Italian is rudimentary at best. I have yet to find blood relatives in Sicily, but I am drawn there like a pilgrim to Mecca. As I sit at my keyboard in the office of my North Carolina home, I wish only to be in Sicily. My nose itches for the smells of Persephone's Island. And what, if anything, does any of this have to do with the Kansas City of my upbringing in the 1950s and 60s? This book and the film are attempts to find connections among the threads of my adult life, the inner city life of my childhood, and the mysterious land of my grandparents.